DW.
Al Capone, the leading bootlegger and gangster of the day, says,
I call myself a businessman. I make money by supplying a need. If I break the law, my customers are just as guilty as I am.
Ironically, Capone is never convicted of the murders he and his gang commit. When he finally goes to jail, it is for not paying his income tax.
Al Capone got out of Alcatraz 2 months before I was born. They had a big party for him back at my grandfather's house in Cicero. My mother was pregnant with me at the time.
That's Deirdre Capone, the grandniece of infamous gangster Al Capone, who died 70 years ago this month. Deirdre was just 7 when he died, and her recollections are of a kind and generous family man.
Christmas of 1946. He played Santa Claus. He dressed up in a Santa Claus outfit. And he went to the brewery in Cicero, and I went along with him. And he gave out presents to all of the employees. And he gave all these Christmas gifts to the children.
Deirdre has many clear memories of the time she spent directly with her Uncle Al. Very different from the perception of him as a cold-blooded killer and alleged mastermind of the St. Valentine's Day massacre.
I can still remember climbing up this tree, and I slipped and fell out backwards. And so Al rushed over, and he picked me up, and he put me over his shoulder, and he started rubbing my back. And my father yelled out and asked what was wrong. And I can still hear Al say, don't worry, you know, she's just had the wind knocked out of her. And he took me upstairs to his apartment and sat me down on a couch and took out this mandolin, and he said that he had learned to play it. And so he and I strummed it together, and I can still hear the song that he taught me to play. It was Shababa Shawawa Shamama in Kalana Kukala Goomba. Shababa Shawawa Shamama, my bambino, go to sleep.
Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, Angelawa, kookalagumba. Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, my bambino, go to sleep.
Al Capone had become involved with organized crime from an early age, and by the 1920s and early 1930s had a considerable empire, which included prostitution and illegal alcohol production.
Twice in a few weeks, the government has struck. This time, a brewery on South State Street, said to belong to Al Capone. It's a scene of joy or sorrow, depending on how you feel about it. Either way, you're seeing $80,000 worth of destruction.
Capone was jailed in 1932 for tax evasion. He was released in November 1939, but his health had deteriorated due to an existing case of syphilis and the side effects of the treatment.
They were treating him with injections of mercury. And we all know from Alice in Wonderland and the Mad Hatter what mercury can do to the brain. And my grandfather, who was the oldest and he was in charge of the family, found him a doctor in Baltimore, Maryland, where they leached the poisons out of his body, and he just became a family man.
Despite the close relationship, Deirdre remembers her father wanting to distance himself and the immediate family from the Capone name.
My father was brilliant. He went to all the best private schools, passed his Juris Doctorate degree. He was a lawyer. But the Chicago Bar Association would not allow him to practice because his last name was Capone. So he was trying to protect me. So when he entered me in school, he entered me using his middle name as though it were my last name. So he put me in school as Deirdre Gabriel.
But following Capone's death in January 1947, newspapers printed details which led to Deirdre's true identity being revealed.
After my classmates' parents knew who I was, no one was allowed to play with me. I was never invited to anybody's party. If I had a birthday party, no one would come. So I knew what it was like to grow up with the stigma of being a Capone.
That stigma continues through to her adulthood and into her working life at an insurance company.
This insurance company couldn't take the risk of their investors and their stockholders thinking that it was a front for laundering money. So under advisement by their lawyers, they fired me. So in 1972, we had a chance to leave Chicago and go up to Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I literally started my life all over again. People up there didn't know who I was. And I spread my wings. I've got business acumen that I have inherited from the Capones. And I started businesses. I ran volunteer organizations. I was doing great things up there because no one said I couldn't do it because I was a Capone.
Deirdre and her husband vowed to keep details of their family history from their children, but the truth would eventually come to light.
One day, one of my sons came home from school, and he was 12 at the time. And I said, "Hey, Bob, what did you learn in school today?" And he says, "Oh, we're studying about this gangster called Al Capone." And my heart just broke. And it was like somebody sucker punched me. I kind of fell forward, and I just was in horror and terror. My husband came home. I went to him. And I told him what happened. And I said, "We have to tell the children their heritage." So that night, we called them all into the kitchen, and my husband was holding my hand. And I said, "Kids, I've got something to tell you." And they knew something was up. Their eyes were as big as saucers. And I just looked at them, and I said, "I was born Deirdre Marie Capone. Al Capone was my uncle." The kids looked at me, they looked at each other, then they looked back at me, and so help me God, this is the truth. The four of them in unison went, "Cool, Mom."
Since then, Deirdre, now in her 70s, spends much of her time writing and talking about her family history. And she says there's one main reason why.
Most of what people think they know about Al Capone is all manufactured by Hollywood and journalists. One of the messages I try to get out is, was Al Capone a mobster? Yes, he was. Was Al Capone a monster? No, he was not.
Of course, there's plenty of people who would argue with Deirdre's assertion, but with the passage of time, memories fade, and the Capone story takes on its own mythology. It's actually quite difficult to garner the real truth. One thing is certain, though. His fame and notoriety affected all those close to him and has led to Deirdre living a lifetime in the shadow of the man she simply called her Uncle Al. This is Ashley Byrne for DW on the trail of the late Al Capone.
This report was brought to you by DW.